Earlier this week in Iran, scores of protesters who were angry at the European Union for trying to send Iran's nuclear case to the UN Security Council threw rocks and smoke bombs over the walls of the British Embassy compound. With more on this story is Morning's Edition foreign correspondent Angus McFarker, reporting from Tehran. How are the conditions there, Angus?
Complete bollocks, Mark! I'm standing in front of the British Embassy where there's still quite a few protesters chanting and throwing wee stones and smoke bombs and what have you. Suffice it to say, this lot is so happy, Mark. I saw that. You're pushing me, brother.
Angus, what do the protesters want? For England to support Iran's nuclear ambitions?
What they want, Mark? It's become a giant festered and pimple on my backside. I wouldn't get to be back in Glasgow right now with a pint. Oi! Bugger off you! You know there's a fat slag! Go and support you, you skin man! Yeah,
now wait, Angus, are the British attempting to stop them in any way?
Oh, that's a good one! You should go into comedy, lad! Like Billy Connolly! Have you ever known the English to do anything right? Wanking in a circle is about all they can manage for the British, Mark!
Okay, so Angus, you're...
Hey! It's very funny to hit the reporter with a rock, is it, Mohammed? What am I doing here for you? Why don't you face me like a man, huh? You want to visit the land, do you? Well, you're going to be meeting him today, son, I promise you that. Wanker! Wanker!
Oh, my God.
Wanker, come on! Come on!
All right, Angus. Thank you, Angus. Thank you for that report. That was very insightful.
That's Angus McFarker in Iran for Morning's Edition. Hey, you're going to have to hit harder than that, Nancy.
All right. We'll check back with you next week, Angus McFarker in Iran.
Did he just call an Iranian Nancy?
I think he did. I don't know if he's the right guy for that job, but it certainly makes the reports kind of interesting.